coming to you live from stage 773 in Chicago, Illinois. It's the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza!
Bring up a china and that new bearskin rug. Soak up the fire and give your daddy a hug. Now make yourself comfy and open your ears for the greatest show you're bound to hear in years.
We'll go sailing the high seas and shoot through the stars. Fight off some bad guys and maybe visit Mars. All these adventures you'll soon come to know.
Thanks to the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.
We know all things are possible if we can just believe it. Bronson's Lozenges believes them most of all. So come listen here.
Yes, you know who. So go tell your siblings and find all your friends. It's time for a fun time where adventure never ends. Bring in your grandpa and why not your dog? Let your neighbors sit there like a bump on a log.
So forget all the bad times, cause good times are here. We turn from boring life now to excitement we steer. We'll laugh and we'll cry at the high times and low.
Here on the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. That's right, the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. Time for the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.
Wandering Barbarian was recorded live at stage 773 in front of a live audience. In an age long since past, the world was a savage place. It was a time ruled by steel and sorcery, populated by legendary warriors of unmatched greatness. And it is my duty as the chronicler of ages to recite such tales to you. However, I may have lost the scrolls for those. My bad, but don't leave. I have the next best thing. It is the solo of a somewhat mighty warrior and his nearly successful quest for glory. So prepare yourself to hear the relatively epic chronicle of Tholtak, Wandering Barbarian! Our tale begins in the city of Turdicot, where our hero Tholtak and his companion Turnip prepare for their next great challenge, getting out of jail.
Guard! Guard! I demand that you release us at once.
And why might I do that, Barbarian?
I don't belong here. I'm not some common ruffian. Surely you recognize me.
No.
Then allow me to jog your memory. I am none other than the mighty warrior Tholtak.
Who?
Tholtak! Wandering barbarian hero, you've never heard tales of my legendary exploits?
Not a one!
Really? Not even one? Well, that's no matter. I'll just have to demonstrate my legendary greatness to you firsthand. There isn't a dungeon built that can hold the boundless strength of Tholtak. Behold my inhuman prowess as I bend these bars like puny twigs.
Enjoy your stay, Tholstick.
It's Tholtak. Barbarian here, he's already gone.
So, no luck breaking us out with your incredible barbarian strength, then?
I may have overestimated my jailbreaking capabilities. What about you, Turnip? You're a thief. Can't you pick the lock or something?
And what sort of thief would I be if I couldn't?
Not a terribly good one, I'd say.
Oh, well then... that's the kind of thief I am. Sorry?
Our grand adventure is over before we got to any actual adventuring. All I ever wanted was to be a legendary hero, battling evil and vanquishing monsters. Instead, I'm going to waste away down here in a dank cell with nothing but a few scraps of straw and a chamber pot.
Oh, cheer up, fool, old buddy. The could be worse.
How exactly could it be worse?
Well, I mean, no specifics come to mind, but...
but you up anyways. At least you have me around.
I suppose that's something.
Exactly. Why, if you hadn't saved me years ago, I would have been dead long before I had a chance to die here.
Can we please not reminisce about the time we met?
Do we have anything better to do at the moment?
They did not! And so they both took a moment to think back on that fateful encounter that led to their partnership many years before. It all began in a dirty alley.
That's the third dirty alley I've been down today, and not one gang of bandits. Where do they keep all their bandits in this city?
Get back here! You can't get away from me!
I gotta find a place to hide!
Say, miss? Sure. You wouldn't know where I could find some bandits to beat up, would you?
Bandits?
Gotcha!
Have any last words?
He's a bandit!
Bandit?
Wait, what now?
Your days of stabbing and pillaging are over, bandit! For you now face the iron bludgeons of justice that are the fists of Tholtak!
That's my face right there in your...
Wow! You beat him like it was nothing!
It's all in a day's work for Tholtak, barbarian warrior. Are you all right, young lady?
That's right. Name's Turnip.
Turnip. Not exactly the most common name.
After 24 kids, my parents started to run a bit short on names. So you do this often? Beat up random strangers, I mean.
I am on a quest to become the greatest warrior in the land. I will take on any challenge, fight any monster, and I suppose beat up random strangers if that's what people need.
A warrior? Any chance I might... tag along with you. You adventurous types always come across plenty of nice loot. Plus, I bet it's a lot safer to tie up with someone but as big as you to hide behind.
I suppose every great hero needs a companion of one kind or another.
You won't regret it.
Then let our journey commence.
Every time they do a radio serial, they burn our village to the ground.
Oh! Why, look, Turnip, it's a crowd of angry villagers spilling meta humor. Probably after that bandit, no doubt, I'll inform them it was I, the mighty Tholtak, who dealt with him.
Yeah, that might not be the best idea.
Why not?
He may not have technically been a bandit. He was more like the head of the local orphanage who was chasing me down for stealing all of their money.
By the many fists of Kralt!
Well, we should probably run for it before they get here.
There's the thief and our brawny accomplice.
Let's savagely beat them and ignore the any explanations.
That's a brilliant idea.
You coming, partner?
But the orphans and justice and... fine, partner.
And we've been the best of traveling companions ever since.
Now, that was hardly my finest moment. It seems like ever since we teamed up, we haven't managed to do a single heroic thing. All we ever do is show up too late to save a town, or savagely beat the wrong person.
Or in the case of last night, start a bar fight that causes the tavern and 13 other buildings to burn to the ground.
We may as well just sit here and wait for death.
You two, come with me. You're to be brought before King Oswin, so he can sentence you to death.
At least we won't have to wait too long.
Barbarian! You're standing accused of inciting violence, causing wanton destruction, and laying waste to our thriving tavern district. Have you anything to say in your defense?
Your Majesty, this was all one big misunderstanding. You see, when we happened upon that tavern last night, I feared that it had been beset by a horde of rowdy pirates.
There was an awful lot of raucous singing. That's something pirates do, right?
We figured it was our civic duty to deal with them.
And you took that to mean violently assaulting the patrons and setting fire to the establishment?
With only the best of intentions, I assure you.
The fire was my idea!
Silence! Your actions have burned down nearly a third of Turdicott, and worse, you savagely mangled Goldrick, our city's most beloved troubadour.
The guy with the lute? I barely even touched him.
You shattered his ribs with a cask of mead. Those were his acting ribs.
You know, that does sound like an accurate description of last night's events.
Turnip! Please stop talking.
I have had enough. In light of this testimony, I, King Oswin, see no choice but to sentence you both to an excruciating death. Guards, remove them this instant!
Oswin! Where is my tribute?
Roggledore! What is the meaning of this?
The dread sorcerer Roggledore demands to know where his monthly tribute of maidens is.
But we sent you some maidens last week.
Those were hardly maidens. One or two came close, but the rest were cougars at best.
Please, please, you must give us more time to
speak one more word of that excuse, and I shall burn you to ashes where you stand. Now then, I demand you prepare a more suitable tribute by week's end. That is, if you ever wish to see your dear Princess Lydonia again.
Very well. You shall have your maidens.
Good. And try to mix it up this time, maybe throw in a redhead or two. I'll be waiting!
By the rippling calves of Krolt! Who was that?
That was Roggledore. He's a most powerful sorcerer who's been plaguing my kingdom for months. He's threatened to unleash his terrible dark powers upon us if we do not send him offerings of our finest maidens.
That guy! You've got to be kidding me! I bet a swift kick to the shin would take him down.
Though he may appear frail, his magical prowess is quite formidable. There are none in my kingdom who have been brave enough to challenge him.
Really now?
Worst of all, when he was not satisfied with the quality of maidens we were offering, he demanded my daughter, Ludonia, as a recompense.
And what would you say if someone were willing to challenge this roggle-doggle guy and get your daughter back?
A warrior brave enough to challenge that heartless wizard? If he were to succeed, I would shower him with riches. He would be known throughout the land as the savior of Turdicott. Legends would praise the warrior as a hero without equal. But we don't seem to have one of those, so let's get back to your painful execution.
Wait, wait, wait. We'll do it. We'll rescue your daughter.
You will?
We will.
Of course we will. Turnip and I do this sort of thing all the time.
Sure. I mean, never successfully, but there's always a first!
My point is, if you release us, we'll defeat this sorcerer for you and save your kingdom.
And if we fail, we'll be killed horribly by arcane magic, so you get that painful execution after all.
I'm not releasing a downside here! Very well, then. My guards shall fetch a fine horse for you, barbarian, and a ruggedy mule for your companion to make the journey to Roggledore's tower. Slay him and return to me with his staff as proof, and you will have a full pardon and all the rewards befitting a true hero. Now, be off!
Thus did the two ride forth to confront the evil wizard Roggledore. They rode for several days until it was discovered that Turnip had sold their map in exchange for a cheaper, less accurate one. After several more days of riding, they arrived at the dread tower of Roggledore.
So, this is where that wizard lives. Wonder he's kidnapping maidens.
By the enormous brow of Krolt, let's get in that tower. So, do we knock?
Well, it seems the polite thing to do.
No response.
He doesn't seem to want to answer.
We've been trying for hours.
Who are you two?
I am Shaz, This is my partner, Bendox.
Hello.
We're disciples of the all-powerful Black God of Destruction. We're on a pilgrimage to spread his gospel of eternal suffering.
Great cultists.
Do you have a few minutes to hear about his blessed gospel of unmitigated horror?
Not really. We're kind of in the middle of a heroic quest.
Oh, but it will only take a bit of your time.
Here, have a pamphlet.
Good news, the end of all life as you know it will come soon at the hands of the deity of excruciating pain, the dark god Confusipus. I'm sorry, what is this last part?
That is the name of our lord. He is the great, is got, snuff and div.
Hexagrotek, or no, Fazpet,
Fupin,
He who cannot be pronounced.
Blessed be his unspeakable name. Would you care to join us in spreading the word of his hellish abyss?
Sorry, but I think we'll be passing on the all immeasurable sufferings for eternity bandwagon. Not really our idea of a good time.
I'm going to side with my companion on that one. Not that it doesn't sound super fun, but we really need to get into that tower.
Well, sadly, this remarkably sturdy door is the only way in. But we do have some good news for you.
Great. What is it?
All doors will be reduced to smoldering piles of ash when the Black God is reborn. Isn't that great?
Look, just stand back, all of you. I shall handle this pathetic door. Watch as I decimate it with one mighty blow. It shall rue the day it was built to obstruct the path of the mighty Thultak.
Didn't even splinter it.
Okay. I can't smash through it, but I might be able to break it off its hinges. If only I could find some kind of battering ram.
Not much around here to fit that description. I could probably find you a handful of twigs. Would you like twigs?
No, I would not.
It looks like you're stuck out here with us.
No.
But now we have all the time in the world to tell you about the glorious bounty that awaits you once the dark god rises from the pits of souls.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Make yourselves comfy. Oh, there are so many wonderful varieties of suffering that will be inflicted upon all of humanity.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard to know where to begin. Oh, let's see. There's the melting of the flesh. Oh, boiling of all internal organs.
Turnip, a hypothetical question. Do you think a human body would be sturdy enough to withstand the force necessary to break down that door?
Well, it seems possible. Though you might need two people smushed together to get a much larger area of impact. Why do you ask?
No reason. Pardon me a second.
Say, friend, what are you doing?
Well, and why
exactly?
Why are you picking us up?
For the record, I'm really sorry about this. There, no more door. Are you two still alive?
It's fine. I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm okay.
Close enough.
You know, I think I could have actually picked the lock on this one.
When this is over, you and I are going to have a very serious conversation about when you choose to share information with me. With the entrance no longer barred, the two entered the foreboding tower. They searched floor after floor until finally they reached the highest room in the tower, the chambers of Roggledorf. Carefully, quietly, they made their way inside. Is he in this one? I swear if I have to break down one more door and he's not there, I'm straight up burning this whole place down.
Intruders!
Oh, thank Kralt we found him. I mean, Roggledorf the Sorcerer, we have come with a message for you. A message of your death.
Just what I needed, cultists.
What? No, oh God, no, we're not cultists.
That's a relief, I can't stand cultists, they're so creepy.
Preaching to the choir on that one.
What do you want?
Oh, we're here to kill you and rescue all the maidens you stole.
No one shall take my maidens from me!
You're welcome to try and stop us!
Prepare to face the wrath of a master of the dark arts!
Faithful? You did have a plan to deal with all his evil magic, right?
I'm going to be honest, I did not plan that far ahead.
You want me to use my feminine wiles on him?
Let's save that for some peril that isn't so well lit.
What will you do now, barbarian, when your foe wields the very elements themselves?
Oh, that is a whole lot of fire.
Yes, the raging wall of fire is but one of my many spells, but it will be more than enough to deal with you.
This can't be it! I'm Tholthak, barbarian warrior! I can't be burned to death in some wrinkly old wizard's dusty attic!
You think you might be able to manage a simple cleaning spell? This place is filthy!
There is dust everywhere! It's so bad I might...
How dare you extinguish my raging hellfire with your barbarian sneeze! Perhaps you would prefer a fireball straight to the face instead. Take this!
Did you throw a glove at me?
It was a flaming glove!
Not the usual definition of a fireball.
This fight isn't going quite like I pictured it.
I've only just begun. A bolt of lightning should do the trick.
Ow. That kind of stung a little. It didn't hurt, but it was definitely irritating.
Plus, my ears are staticky. Could you not do that again?
Then try this one on for size. It takes a moment.
Yeah. I think my cloak might be a bit itchy now.
Precisely. Suffer, you lowly mortals.
No, I think I'll just take it off.
Not so fast. You may have survived this far, but even you have no chance against a seething plague of insects! Come, my ravenous minions, devour them!
What is that? About six, maybe three, four, five, seven flies?
And they've all got themselves caught on a spider web!
My minions!
Are we about done here?
Hardly. You insolent fools stand no chance of ever defeating the great... what's the point?
I won't lie. Mastering the dark arts isn't nearly as impressive as I'd been led to believe.
I'm going to level with you. Master of the dark arts was me padding my resume. I flunked out of wizard college after my intro to evil sorcery class.
So this whole time you've been getting people to do your bidding with nothing but cheap tricks?
Yeah, the people around here are like cavemen. Make a little fire and they practically throw maidens at you. Not going to pass that up.
Yeah, maidens are tempting.
Before this, I couldn't even get women so much as to make eye contact with me. Not that I blame them. Spell ingredients stink like you wouldn't believe. It seeps into your robes. You can wash them and it never comes out. Here, smell.
No! We can get a pretty good idea from over here, thank you.
Enough explanations, old man. I have a mission to free those maidens and return with your staff as a trophy.
Sure, it's just a broom handle with a fancy rock I found. There you go. You can have the maidens, too. I'll let them out.
Oh, thanks. Mightily kind of you. I almost don't feel like killing you now.
It does seem a tad unnecessary at this point.
Really? You would spare my life after everything I've done?
It is the mark of a great hero to show mercy. And clearly, being a great hero, that is what I shall do.
I don't know what to say.
Say that you'll come with us. You're clearly not a man of pure evil, and we could use a wizard on our side in our quest.
Your kindness has touched me, barbarian. I shall join you, and together there's not a thing in the world that can stop us. Now, let me just unlock the maidens, and we can be on our way. Now, where did I put that key? It's somewhere in the boot here. Oh, there we are.
Die, wizard!
My shin! No, not the window!
By the rippling abs of Kralt, what have you done?
I am Princess Ludonia of Turdicut. That wrinkly old creep locked me in a smelly tower with a bunch of peasants. He's lucky that's all I did to him.
Fair point. But he wasn't all bad. We convinced him to use his powers for good.
You mean his ability to make flashy lights and annoy people? Huh. Yeah, we figured that out pretty quick. I formulated an escape plan from the moment he unlocked that door. And now that he's been dealt with, I shall return to my father and tell him of how I failed that dread sorcerer.
But I could have killed him.
Sure you could, big guy. And I'll be taking that staff as proof. Thanks. Let's roll, you stinky peasants.
She stole my glorious victory.
To be fair, she wanted it more.
Oh, want to beat her up and take the staff?
Somehow I don't think that will endear us to King Oswin. Let's face it, Turnip. We lost this one. No one will ever know of our heroic deeds.
I will know.
And you are?
My name is Myrda, one of the maidens offered to Rogaldor. I overheard everything. I know that you risked your lives to save us. And more than that, you showed compassion to your foe. You are truly a warrior worthy of legend.
You're sweet to say that, Myrda. At least one person will know what we did.
It will be more than that. I will see to it that my brother spreads the story of your heroism across the land.
Oh, that's great, Missy. Is your brother a scribe or something?
Even better. He's the most well-known troubadour in the entire kingdom. His name is Goldrick.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Isn't that the guy you savagely beat for no good reason?
You did what now?
Well, it was a pleasure rescuing you. Bye now.
This is not over, Barbarian. I swear I shall take revenge for what you have done to my brother. There will be no escape from my wrath. I will hunt you to the ends of the earth if that's what it takes. Flee all you like. It will only delay the inevitable. Mark my words, I, Myrda, hereby swear to never rest until I have ended the life of... what was his name? Was it Thrillby? Thumble? Now I lost it. I'm still gonna kill him.
And so we bring to a close this chapter of their journey. No glory was had, but surely lessons were learned by all. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I'm sure there was a message in there somewhere. Thus, our tales are ended for today, but return another time to hear more stories of bravery and poor judgment in the ongoing chronicles of Foltak, Wandering Barbarian!
But alas, we must go. We hope you enjoyed our little radio show. If life gets depressing, look back on tonight and remember how we held up with all of our might.
So let's roll up the carpet and tuck in the kids. We had us some good times without any bids. Be sure to come back and then we'll have us a row.
Here at the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. That's right, the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. This was a Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio.